Welcome again to another CheapWineFinder.com podcast. This is Domain Dave again, as usual. And this is the last of the three wines I picked up at Costco a little bit ago. It's the Noble Vines Lodi 181 Merlot 2020. And what's that all about? This is a wine from Delcado Family Vineyards, who have been in Lodi for a couple of generations. They also recently, not too recently, bought property in Napa, and I think a year or two ago they bought a couple of wines in Sonoma. So they are a big outfit, and these Noble Vines brand of wines is made to spotlight clones in how important they are in grapes. And the 181 clone is a Merlot clone from Pomerol in Bordeaux. Now, is all the wine in this grape 181 clone? Maybe. They don't really have tasting notes for this, but in the past it was more of a shout out rather than, you know, a deep dive into 181 clone. But they did say that they planted 181 Merlot clones at their Clay Station vineyard in Lodi. Though there is no tasting notes, no production notes for this wine. So did all the wines come from that vineyard and they're that clone? I don't know, but that's not the important part, because clones are important in wine, and it's more important in more expensive wines. With value-priced wines, a lot of times they're more worried about getting good grapes than getting the specific, that really go together well. Like in high-end Pinot Noir, it's all about the clone. And then with when you go to Bordeaux, I mean, there's some of the great chateaus, it's their clone. You know, it's grown in their vineyard, or even Napa Valley does that too. And then there's, I know the Wente family, their wines are still available today, back in around 1890s, made the Chardonnay clone. That it's about 75% of all the Chardonnays in California are from the Wente clone. And I remember talking to a Bordeaux winemaker, and I asked him about clone, just to ask, because it was a high-end. And they said, oh yeah, we use the Wente clone. And I kind of gave him a funny look. Says, it came from one of our vineyards around here, and they made it more disease-resistant, and, you know, pests didn't bother any, and it grew really well, so we just took it back. So clones are important, especially in high-end wines, and it's kind of nice that a value-priced wine is kind of letting you know a little bit about it, because you can look it up and find out who is doing what with whom. Though, if you look at tasting notes for a lot of these value-priced wines, they don't mention clones ever. I mean, it's like once every 2 years that I get somebody who says, yeah, we use this clone. And this is like, I guess it must have been 2 years since the last one, because they did mention that they might have, their vineyard does have 181 Merlot clones that originally were, you know, at one point were from Pomerol and Bordeaux. And they also mentioned, too, that they used French and American oak for 3 months. And that's another thing that I always find weird. We used a French American. What does that mean? Did they put it in French American oak barrels? Did they use another method? If you don't want us to know that you didn't use barrels, then just don't mention it. Or why wouldn't you want us to know if you're selling us this wine? I mean, it's very weird. I know most people don't. I check the whatever production notes I can find. Not much for this wine. But I always check, and I always want to know, because I want to know what I'm drinking. I know if I like it, I want to know why I like it. And then I can kind of extrapolate that to the next one. And, oh, they do that too. Or I didn't like that one, and they don't do this. I mean, it's, you know, 1 + 1 = 2 with wine. So let me take a sip of this. And this is Merlot. I'm going to talk about why maybe you haven't been drinking a lot of Merlot lately. Not lately. Not bad at all. It's more blueberry and blackberries, which is kind of nice if you're used to Cabernet Sauvignon. If you don't know, a long time ago, maybe like 15 years now, there was a movie called Sideways, where these two guys go for a little mini bachelor party up to Santa Barbara. They live in Los Angeles. Santa Barbara is 100 miles north of Los Angeles. And one of the And one of the guys in the party loves Pinot Noir and hates Merlot. And overnight, Pinot Noir became a superstar grape, and Merlot, you couldn't give it away. And there was no particular reason for that. I mean, nowadays, value-priced Pinot Noir is really, really good. Back then, it wasn't. I mean, the expensive stuff is always good. But people quit drinking Merlot. And the weird part about that is, if you like Cabernet Sauvignon, if you like Cabernet Franc, if you like those big French Bordeaux wines, you're going to like Merlot too. Merlot is kind of a softer, more rounded version of Cabernet Sauvignon. I mean, it's not exactly that, but it has similarities, and one of the reasons it's paired with Cabernet Sauvignon so often, and the two of them go together, because one of the Merlot softens it, plus it adds that little blueberry to Cabernet Sauvignon's blackberry. And that's kind of an enticing wine. And if you like Cabernet Sauvignon, if you like Big Syrah, you like Cab Franc, there's no reason not to like Merlot just because somebody in a movie didn't like it. It's kind of crazy. And I'm not yelling at you, because you probably didn't know the movie existed. But that's it. So this is Noble Vines 181 Merlot 2020. It was $8 at Costco. I think it's anywhere from $8 to $14 on the internet. And it's a nice everyday Merlot. I mean, it's just it's soft and it's big and it's round and the flavors are nice. It's got enough detail in the flavors to keep you interested. It would be good. I mean, it's a great comfort food wine. It would be one of those wines where you're having burgers and burritos and pizza, and it would just do great. Actually, it'd even be better. It's one of those wines that it's really nice to sip, but as soon as you bite into something that's meaty and juicy, it all of a sudden becomes better. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave. This is Noble Vines 181 Merlot. The Attack of the Clones doesn't really tell you that much about clones, but it keeps it in your head that it's there, and if you want to look it up, it is interesting. And at some point, this vine was in a fancy chateau, and was in a fancy chateau in Pomerol, Bordeaux. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave. I'm not sure where we're going next. We always have more wines. The summer is always a doldrums because it gets hot outside and they don't ship new wines into your stores. You kind of have to make do with what you got. But when what you got is more wine, you're doing okay. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave. Keep it cheap. Adios. I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. Bye-bye.